Our live in studio visits are brought to you by College of the Rockies. More than 60 certificates, diplomas, and degrees available here in the Kootenays. Isn't it time you discovered College of the Rockies? Home advantage? Well, back with us, and only for a day, and off to Victoria to university. My goodness. Shelby Lehman, how are you?
I'm good.
You completed Ironman Canada.
Yep.
Oh, man. How do you feel?
Right now I feel pretty sore, pretty tired, but it was really an amazing experience to be able to finish the race.
You were the youngest competitor out of over 1,500 then.
I was, yeah. That was pretty cool.
When last time you were in studio, you were telling me you wanted to do it and you had to wait until you turned 18. Was that how it went?
Yeah, you have to be 18 to be able to do an Ironman. Yep.
So you're the youngest competitor. I don't know, for people that don't know the geography, but if you can run through it for us with the jump into the... Was the lake cold when you got going into Okanagan Lake?
It was actually the day before. It was too hot to be a wetsuit swim, but then the morning of, it cooled down enough, like just enough for people to be able to wear their wetsuits. So it was actually a pretty good temperature in the lake. I wore a wetsuit. I was a little hot because I always prefer swimming without a wetsuit. The swim was really, really good.
Did you have somebody helping you in transition when you change? Because you've got to flip the wetsuit on and get on your bike and go. Are you allowed to?
No, there was... Usually the races do have wetsuit strippers, but this race didn't. So we just have to take off our wetsuit and do everything in transition on our own.
Really good. How was the bike ride?
The bike was mostly super fun. From Penticton down to Osoyoos, it was mostly downhill, so that was super fun. Then we got to Richer Pass. That was a pretty tough climb, but then the downhill and the rollers and the flats to Caramoose was super, super fun. Then the Twin Lakes climb came, and that was really, really, really tough.
That's where a lot of the cyclists get caught on that, because the Richter Pass is so hard, mm-hmm. and I think in their heads they think, well, good, I'm finally past the hard part, but the Yellow Lake climb is a tough one.
I found it a lot more difficult, and it felt a lot longer than the first climb. So once that climb was over, I was happy for it that it was mostly downhill back into town.
Well, part of that is the fact that you've gone through a big climb, so you're tired then. If you caught it first, it probably wouldn't feel that way.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the run, to think you go and bike 112 miles or 180K, and then you got to go run 22 miles.
Yeah.
How did you feel getting off the bike? Did you feel strong at that time?
Getting off the bike, I felt pretty good. So the first part of the run starts off with a 10 kilometer out and back, so 5 kilometers out, 5 kilometers back, and it was mostly uphill. So even though I was feeling good, I chose to walk most of the uphill just because I knew I still had a long way to go on the run. So I walked most of the uphill and then ran the downhill, and then we were out on Main Street for 2 16-kilometer loops, and I felt pretty good for most of that. From kilometer 22 to 28, I sort of like bonked, didn't feel great, walked quite a bit there. But after kilometer 28, I found my stride. I had a decent pace. My goal was to just make it from aid station to aid station. And I did. And I crossed the finish line, and it was awesome.
Did you feel lonely at all when you were out there?
No, I didn't. There's so many people out on course cheering, even in like the super remote sections on the bike where no one lives. There was always people out there cheering. It was awesome.
Yeah, I thought when you get out by Caramias, they usually have a really spirited group. They usually dress up and everything and get really into it.
Yep.
So you were using your nutrition stops along the way all the time, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. On the run especially, since they're about a mile or 2 kilometers apart, it was good to just run between them and then walk once you got to the aid stations. It's good mentally to just think, I just had to make it to the next aid station, then I get a little break. So that really helped me mentally.
What was your concern going in then? We've talked about the fact that you're a good swimmer, and that's usually what catches a lot of triathletes. Mm. But what is your weakest of the three elements then?
Definitely my running is my weakest link.
Oh, that's why you walked the start when you saw it was hilly.
Yeah, okay. So I'm really glad I made it through that.
Well, they must have changed that route. So you go to Naramata first? Is that how they're doing that?
I don't quite remember where, but it was just up a hill.
Yeah, because usually they go to Okanagan Falls. I get it. So they go out toward Naramata, come back, and then loop.
And then loop, yeah.
That's changed.
Yeah,
they used to go along Skaha Lake and then do later. Oh, well, that's really cool. Are you ever going to do an Ironman again?
Since I won my age group, I qualified for the Ironman World Championships next year in October. So
you're going to Kona?
I'm going to Kona. Yeah.
Wow. So what are you going to do? Save money to go to Hawaii or get some sponsors? If anybody's listening out there, if you want to sponsor this young lady.
Yeah, it's such a dream come true. I mean, even people who haven't heard of what an Ironman is, everyone knows Kona and everyone knows the Ironman World Championships in Kona. It's such an iconic race. And I honestly can't believe I got to go there and race. It's incredible.
Yeah, you've earned it, though. Yeah. I remember you last time we talked on air, you were saving money to buy a bike and you finally got a quality bike, too.
Yeah. Yep.
You've done this all on your own.
Yeah.
It's highly commendable these days. It really is. Yep. And you've been cleaning rooms for how many years over at the Elizabeth Lake Lodge?
4.5 years.
Is that right? You started just in junior high.
Yeah.
Gee, thank you for getting up and doing this. And you're off to Victoria to University. What courses are you taking, Shelby?
I'm taking a combined music and computer science program. So lots of music courses and lots of math courses.
So the trombone gang, your band, are they going to keep going without you?
We'll see.
What was your time at Ironman? Do you have it off the top of your head here?
It was 11 hours, 58 minutes, 44 seconds. So just under 12 hours, which was my goal. So
gee, really good for you. That's a great time.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks again. Good luck in your future.
Thank you.
We'll get some pictures up on social media. Shelby's brought her medal, and they've changed them, and they're pretty neat. They spin around, and they tell you where it's at, and they've got the Canadian flag. And I've brought my one of my media shirts from covering Iron Mountain for so many years, so we'll get a picture together here and get the 6:30 news ready as well. Here's the weekend. Our live and studio visits are brought to you by College of the Rockies here in Cranbrook.